Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Southern Poverty Law Center wants to now appeal a frivolous case involving Janet Jenkins and Lisa Miller. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, I don't know exactly sure where they started out, but they have been targeting pro-life, pro-family organizations such as Liberty Counsel because of where we stand, and they've come after us in various ways. In fact, created a hate group and hate map on their website where you can, they list all the different organizations. And as a result, there has been violence.
Yeah, there has been violence. They started off as a group that was actually filing suit during the civil rights movement. And then when that kind of got passé, they decided, well, you know what, let's latch on to the LGBTQ agenda and make a bunch of money doing that. And that's what they've been doing. They are very, very well funded. Mm-hmm. And they create this so-called hate map and list of hate groups. And they have on their agenda, and they originally started off with a list of violent groups. Well, then they decided, you know what, let's put on some groups that are not violent, but we just disagree with them.
Which has then in turn caused violence.
Which has caused violence against the groups that they disagree with.
Yes.
So in 2011, they added Family Research Council, they added Liberty Counsel and other organizations. And in 2012 is when the violence happened against Family Research Council when they tried, when a guy, Floyd Corkins, tried to commit mass murder against FRC because FRC was listed as a hate group on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. Fortunately, he was stopped. He confessed as to why he targeted FRC. He had other organizations on a list that was found on his person that once he committed the murders at FRC, he was going to do the same thing at other organizations as well. So it wasn't just FRC. I know at least one of the other groups that was on that list. He actually had bought Chick-fil-A sandwiches back then in the context of 2012. That's when one of the founders of Chick-fil-A was on a radio program and said that he believes marriage is the union of a man and a woman. So that's why he bought Chick-fil-A sandwiches. There was this big controversy. You remember the Chick-fil-A day?
He considered Governor them Huckabee a hate group too, yeah.
Created that Chick-fil-A day to support Chick-fil-A because it was getting a lot of pushback. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to put these Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the faces of these dead corpses that he just killed. Fortunately, he was stopped. But you would think that when that happened and he confessed why he targeted FRC because of the SPLC's hate map, you would think that the SPLC, with any modicum of decency, would say, we didn't mean that. We disassociate ourselves from this man, and we will change this hate group list, and we will take it off because we don't want to create any more violence. No.
Don't forget the shooting at the Republicans, the congressman, the baseball game they were having, or softball game.
So they had a second chance to do this.
Yeah.
They had a second chance to repent and say, no, we're sorry. But no, they had another situation at that softball game and another person that was following the SPLC on Facebook targeted the Republicans because one of them was listed as a person on the SPLC website. And Steve Scalise still suffers the injury from that today. He's still a member of Congress, but he was nearly killed and almost paralyzed.
And if there hadn't been Capitol Police there at the game, it would have been even more
tragic.
It would
have been worse. And they he targeted only the Republicans, not the Democrats. Mm-hmm. You would think now twice the SPLC would say enough is enough. But no, they continued to double down. And in fact, they said that their purpose through their spokesperson, Mark Potok, is that their purpose is to ultimately destroy these organizations.
Right.
Utterly destroy them. So Liberty Counsel has been on their list since 2011. But then there was a case that we represented Lisa Miller. You know about this because we've talked about it in this matter between the laws of Vermont with same-sex civil unions, and Virginia with marriage as a union of a man and woman and no civil unions. And we represented Lisa Miller, who became a Christian with her daughter. And then, without anybody's knowledge, she disappeared in September of 2009 in this litigation with Janet Jenkins in Vermont. Disappeared, so we notified the court. And then eventually what happened is three people were convicted under the Obama administration for helping Lisa Miller leave the country. And then in 2012, there was a civil lawsuit filed by Janet Jenkins against Lisa Miller and a bunch of others. And then in 2016, she amended the complaint and added Liberty Counsel and Rena Lindewaltz and one of our contract attorneys. We have been trying to get out of that case since then because we had no knowledge and no involvement of it. We filed a motion to dismiss back in 2016 when she amended the case and brought Liberty Counsel in. And that's when the SPLC jumped on the case, took over the case because they saw Liberty Counsel as a defendant because they wanted to take this case to destroy Liberty Counsel.
And they were asking for an astronomical amount of money in damages.
Yes, several hundred billion dollars.
$200 billion. My goodness.
It's unbelievable. Ridiculous. So we filed a motion to dismiss back in 2016. The judge did not grant the motion to dismiss for Liberty Counsel or Rena Lindewaltz because, this is critical, because Janet Jenkins misrepresented to the judge. And the judge has now pointed that out in his opinion in 2025. On this decision in 2025, where he grants now our motion to dismiss, he said the only reason why he let the case go on in 2016 when we filed for dismissal 9 years before is because Janet Jenkins said she just learned of new information that she didn't know in 2012, and therefore the statute of limitations would not have run. Now he says, but in your deposition of 2024, you repeatedly said, no, everything I knew in 2016, I knew in 2012. And you were adamant about it and repeated it several times. And that's totally different than what you said to the court. So you have a lying representation of the plaintiff that the SPLC represents to the court that now gets revealed in a deposition where she adamantly says she didn't learn anything new. And therefore, if that's the case, the statute of limitations would have expired. So the judge ruled the statute of limitations expired on her lawsuit. But more than that, goes through all the different allegations and finds that the undisputed facts and evidence in the case show that there is absolutely no evidence to support the SPLC's argument that Liberty Counsel or Rena Lindewaltz had anything to do or knowledge of during, before, or after, or at any time regarding Lisa Miller's disappearance and fleeing or her whereabouts.
And, you know, that's really frustrating, Matt. We at Liberty Counsel has spent thousands and thousands of hours, thousands of pages of documents in defense of this case, and then to find out she's lied the whole time?
I know. 11,000 plus hours.
Wow.
186, 187,000 pages of discovery. 25 depositions. I was deposed twice. 7-hour depositions each time. 127 pages of undisputed facts, about 500 pages of legal arguments in summary judgment. So that's a lot of time. It's a lot of expense. We had to do searches over and over and over again in our documents for words. Lots and lots of words that they wanted us to search for.
Just frivolous.
Just for this frivolous litigation that caused so much time. And it was all based upon a lie. But now, despite this amazing and correct, solidly written opinion by the judge, which will be very, very difficult to overturn, by the way, the SPLC is asking the court for approval to appeal the case. They are not done. They want to appeal the case against Liberty Counsel. So we may have to file a brief on appeal. We'll see what happens in the near future. But continue to pray for this case. It's not over yet. We have a great decision that finally ruled in this case and granted the full dismissal, total exoneration of Liberty Counsel and Rena Linda Valtzen in this case. The judge ruled correctly, very solid opinion. And finally, this nightmare is over, but it may still be having to go forth on appeal. I think whatever they do, we have a very, very strong case. They have zero evidence of their allegations. Pray for Liberty Counsel. Pray for our team. Pray that the locust that was eaten all this time from us will ultimately, God will replenish that tenfold. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.